This week, the Senate is expected to take up voting legislation as Democrats desperately try to find a way to push a pair of bills through despite overwhelming opposition from the other side of the aisle. While many see the passage of the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act as a pipe dream, House Majority Whip James Clyburn says he does not think they're dead. The first bill would create a national standard for voting, designate Election Day as a federal holiday, and restore voting rights to the formerly incarcerated. The second piece of legislation would restore parts of the Voting Rights Act of 1965, making it harder for states to pass voting laws that disproportionately affect minorities. And we are so glad to have Representative Clyburn with us today. Thank you so much for making the time for us, Congressman.
Thank you very much for having me.
So why is this legislation so important? And as Majority Whip, what specifically are you doing to make it happen?
What we see now is a reaction to Barack Obama and his election. Or the reaction to Georgia electing two Democrats to the Senate, one Jewish and the other African American, and all of a sudden now they're putting in place these laws, a law that says we want to cut back on the number of people voting. And so what we're going to do, if you give water to somebody standing in line to vote, that's going to be a crime. If you don't vote the way we want you to, we got this committee over here that can nullify your votes if they aren't satisfied with the outcome. That's why it's so important for us to do this. And if they do it to African Americans today and people of color, they'll do it to others in the not too distant future. So that's what this is all about. And so I want people to stop looking at this as being Democrats versus Republicans. No. This is democracy versus autocracy. That's what this issue is.
Well, the original Voting Rights Act was crafted with bipartisan support. It's enjoyed bipartisan support for the past more than five decades. But you don't have Republican support right now. Take a listen to Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri, and I want to get your reaction on the other side.
That Voting Rights Act is so far beyond the Voting Rights Act that have served the country well that it's an election takeover. You can call it whatever you want to, but it's a 200-page election or so election takeover.
Election takeover, your reaction?
I know Roy Blunt. He ought to be ashamed of himself. He knows better than that. The Supreme Court looked at the Voting Rights Act of 1965. And in the case about 9 years ago of Holden Shelby v. Holder, that Supreme Court said, we think this formula is outdated. We think that the Voting Rights Act may still be needed. What we want you to do is update the formula, go out and come up with some new numbers. And that's exactly what we did. And the John R. Lewis Voting Rights Act is an update of that formula. And it's saying, just like you're seeing today, whenever a state develops a history of discriminating, then they're going to have preclearance. And then he was one of the people who said the preclearance ought to apply to everybody in the whole country. Well, fine. We don't care about that. But to say that this is a takeover of the elections is just not the truth. And Roy Blunt knows better than that.
And it's not just the Republicans. Your own party is not fully unified. We have Senators Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, Joe Manchin of West Virginia. They might represent perhaps your biggest challenge. I want to play a soundbite from Senator Joe Manchin about eliminating the filibuster.
We need some good rules changes, and we can do that together. But you change your rules with two-thirds of the people that are present. So it's Democrats and Republicans changing the rules to make the place work better. Getting rid of the filibuster does not make it work better.
Does he have a point? Republicans today, Democrats tomorrow, the rules are in place for a reason?
No, he does not have a point. The 15th Amendment to the United States Constitution gave blacks the right to vote. It was a straight party line vote. It was not a bipartisan vote. So is he telling me that there got to be Democrats and Republicans in order for it to have credibility? He was then saying that my parents and my forebears should not have gotten the right to vote because it was not a bipartisan vote. He ought to be ashamed of himself. or at least you ought to learn the history of this country. What's right is right. If what's partisan is partisan. What's political is political. And what he's doing is joining with those Republicans who do not want to see people of color vote. Because as they've said time and time again, you've seen this, these reports, if too many of them vote, we can't win. They ought to have a marketplace of ideas rather than putting in place laws that make it criminal activity for people to cast a vote. That's what's going on here.
So where does this leave you all right now? Are you resigned to having to spend money and organize your way around voting restrictions at the state level?
It leads us to the same place that it leads you, and that is away from democracy toward an autocracy. Just remember, the former president just said that the press was the enemy. The press was the enemy. Was he telling the truth? I don't think so. So this is not just about Democrats. This is about all of the institutions that have been in place for years to make this country what it is. And when you allow a big lie to be used to get rid of voting rights for one group of people.
Have you had one-on-one discussions with Senator Sinema and Manchin?
Manchin, yes. Sinema, no.
You want to tell us what that looked like?
That looks like we got a problem. Because I think that Manchin has not had the kind of experience that I've had. His parents did not have the kind of experiences my parents had. So he sees the world a little different from the way I see it. I would ask him that he should step outside of his comfort zone, like I try to step outside of mine, and see can we find common ground.
There is a significant percentage of Americans who believe utilizing identification is a common occurrence in everyday life in the United States. They don't understand why it's so burdensome to require it for voting. You can't open a bank account, you can't get on a plane, you can't get a driver's license. Are you in favor of any voting requirements when it comes to ID?
I've always been in favor of that. I ID myself every time I go vote. I keep it in my pocket. If I have my wallet in my pocket now, I could show you my voter registration card that I show every time I go to vote. That's not the issue. What we have been arguing against is for you to tell me a voting license is okay to use to identify yourself, but a student ID card is not okay. Why?
Making Election Day a national holiday does appear to have widespread support. Why not make that a focal point?
When you vote, it's got nothing to do with whether or not your vote counts. That's why I don't make it the focal point.
If the bill fails this week, what else can or should be done to protect everyone's right to vote and make sure everyone has equal access to fair voting?
If the bill fails this week, come back next week.
Congressman, thank you so much for making the time for us. Thank you for your insight tonight. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you very much for having me.